This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. CDOs as media platforms, what most get wrong? What happened? The role of CEO has fundamentally shifted. Running a company is no longer enough. Today's top executives are expected to build personal media presences, publish opinions, and speak directly to audiences the way broadcasters do. The corner office now comes with a microphone, a camera, and the pressure to fill both. Whether they signed up for it or not, modern CEOs are content creators. The communication angle. Let's compare two types of CEOs in today's environment, the ones who treat their public voice as a burden and the ones who treat it as a weapon. The reluctant CEO posts occasionally, says nothing controversial, and delegates their LinkedIn activity to a communications intern. The content sounds like a press release written by committee. It is technically correct and completely forgettable. When a crisis hits, nobody has any sense of who this person actually is, so nothing they say lands with credibility. They have a platform and no presence. The intentional CEO does something different. They pick a lane. They show up with a specific point of view on a specific set of topics. They write their own words, or at least they sound like they do. When they speak, audiences already have a relationship with their voice. Trust is already in the bank. When the hard moment comes, withdrawal is possible. The mistake most executives make is thinking that visibility equals communication. It does not. Posting a photo at a conference is visibility. Explaining exactly why you made a painful business decision, in plain language, with no corporate cushioning, is communication. One builds a follow account. The other builds actual credibility. The executives getting this right are not necessarily the most polished. They are the most consistent and the most honest. They have a repeatable message, a recognizable tone, and the courage to say something real. That is the whole formula. Audience size matters far less than audience trust. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on owning your message gives you a framework for identifying your core communication position. The one idea should anchor every public statement you make so that no matter the format with the audience, people always know where you stand. The takeaway. Before you write your next public post, article, or statement, answer this one question in a single sentence. What do I actually believe about this topic that my industry is afraid to say out loud? Write that sentence down, then build everything else around it. If you cannot answer the question, you are not ready to publish yet. Wait until you can. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.